today I want to discuss with you the inyan of Pesach Sheni. Okay? Pesach Sheni is not today, it is tomorrow. Some already have the custom of not saying a tachlin today at Mincha. The day before, what do they say in the article? So we can look it up now, but
how much Torah made announcement this morning? There is tachlin by Mincha today.
There is tachlin by Mincha today by Tatar, and tomorrow, what about tomorrow?
So.
And what about the next day, Tezvav?
Every day that there is tachlin, the Mincha.
No, not always. That's the question. Okay, but there are different opinions. But let's put everything in perspective. Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. Today is Erev Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is Yudalit. So the question is Pesach Sheni a Yom Tif or not? L'may Nafgamina, are you allowed to fast on Pesach Sheni? Are you allowed to deliver Hespedim on Pesach Sheni? And of course, the question also, do you say Tachnun the day before, the day after, so on and so forth? So first thing we have to keep in mind is, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch is there any mention that Pesach Sheni is a Yom Tov. Doesn't say in the Tarech, Dalet Chelka Shulchan Aruch, there is no mention that Yudalet Iyar is a day when we do not, it's a Yom Tov, that you don't fast, you don't spadim. So from the Mechaben Ramot's Mashma, that it's not a holiday. It's not a holiday, there can be a spadim, you can fast, you say Tachnun, and indeed I was told that here in Mir Yeshiva in Flapush, they say Tachnun. Now what's the lomdus? What's the reason why we should say that it should be a holiday? Because that if you do not bring your Karban Pesach on Yudalid Nisan, you can bring the Karban Pesach on Yudalid Iyar. But that's only for Yechidim. That's not an ideal situation. It's only for someone that was Tomei or a person who was Derech HaChayka. So that means you're in a situation that's not ideal. We don't go and make festivals for people that are in not ideal situations. No one wants, not a good idea to go to a late minyan. If you wake up late, you have an emergency, you have some type of situation where you can't daven early, so then you go and you daven late. It's not something which you celebrate. You don't celebrate situations which are not ideal. And making it into a Yom Tov is not a proper thing to do. That's one approach. That's why it's not mentioned in Mechaben Rambam. Other approaches, the entire Makor for this, that there should be a Yom Tov, comes from Megillas Tainis. It is mentioned in Megillas Tainis as a day of a holiday where there is no Hespedim and there is no fasting. But we know that Megillas Tainis is bottled. All of the festivals that I mentioned, Megillas Tainis, are no longer in effect, and that automatically includes Pesach Sheni. It's not in effect, so therefore there's no reason why we should celebrate Pesach Sheni. Okay, so that is one approach. And maybe you'll see another, you'll say, but this particular year, we did not observe Pesach Rishon. So if the Beis HaMikdash will be built in between Pesach, and Mashiach will come between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so we are anticipating that we will still yet, it's not for us a second-rate holiday. For us, this coming year, it should be a first-rate holiday, because since we did not observe Pesach Rishon, we still have chance at observing Pesach Sheni. So this gets into a halachic discussion. The Rambam paskins that the only time a person brings a carbon Pesach Sheni, even if he was Tomei or B'derech HaChayka, is if he's part of the minority of Klal Yisrael. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring a carbon because they were B'derech HaChayka or they were Tomeim, there's no Pesach Sheni for no one. Because Pesach Sheni, by essence, has to be for the Miut HaKohol. If the entire Klal Yisrael wants to observe Pesach Sheni because no one observed Pesach Rishon, forget it. There's no din Pesach Sheni. So there's another reason, we have here another reason why Pesach Sheni under no condition can be a holiday. Ideally, it's for Yechidim who are Tameim. Number two, even if though in our situation, the entire Klal Yisrael did not celebrate Pesach, we cannot celebrate Pesach Sheni because the entire Klal Yisrael would need to celebrate Pesach Sheni, and by definition, Pesach Sheni is only for Yechidim. So that's why many people have very strong objection to making a holiday out of it at all. Okay, that is really one. Yep. What? Right. Since there was no chayv the first time, it's not shaykh to do it the second time. So this is why many strongly object to to their being hal now. But on the other hand, there are reasons to celebrate Pesach Sheni. First is the Medrash. The Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael a holiday in every single month. And the Medrash goes to all the holidays. Pesach, in Nisan, Hashem gave us a holiday of Pesach. In Iyar, Hashem gave us a holiday of Pesach Sheni. In Sivan, we have Shavuos. In Tammuz, we were supposed to have, and this is the Medrash, we were supposed to have in Tammuz the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Believe it or not. And then in Av, we were supposed to have the holiday of, the next one is Sukkot. And then, Yom Kippur was supposed to be in Av. Elul, we were supposed to get Sukkot. And Tishrei, we were supposed to get Shmini Atzeres. We were originally, and because of the Chet HaEgel, everything got postponed, and everything got pushed off until Chodesh Tishrei. And all the three in Tishrei, we have a combination of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. It's a whole cheshbon to this. But the Medrash says that ideally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a holiday in every single one of these 6 months, starting with Nisan. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, Tishrei, there was supposed to be a holiday, and the Medrash enumerates the holidays, and the holiday that's given to the Yom Tov of Iyar is a holiday of Pesach Sheni. So we clearly see from the Medrash that Pesach Sheni is viewed as a holiday for Klal Yisrael. Just because only Yechidim who are Tmeim are enjoying this holiday, so what? When you have a person, you have a friend, and the friend has a tzara, he has a problem, and he's released from the tzara, it's a Yom Tov, everyone! We all know that we have people that are not well, and when they get better, everyone is happy. Just because you don't have the problem doesn't mean that you don't celebrate with your friend when your friend is relieved from his problem. A person was not able to bring the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is karis, it's serious business. He was not able to bring the Korban Pesach. He's sick from this situation. And now comes Iyar, it's Pesach Sheni. He's able to release himself from his anguish and bring the Korban Pesach, not be chayav karis. It's a yomtiv for him. If it's a yomtiv for him, it's a yomtiv for the entire klal. So therefore, there is reason to celebrate. Okay, that is one very strong approach why it should be mentioned. Now, as for the question, why, how come it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So some want to say tremendous chiddush. It's so poshut to the Shulchan Aruch, it wasn't necessary. The Shulchan Aruch, I mean, this is a stretch. Shulchan Aruch is only telling you chidushim. Something which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch is not a chumash. What's there in the chumash? You know it's a yom tov. What? That's what they want to say. It's another parsha that it's said. Now, as far as what it says in Megillas Tainis, how come? But don't we have a rule that all of the chagim that I mentioned in Megillas Tainis are bottle? Not necessarily. The only ones that are bottle are the chagim which were one-time events. There were battles in the time of the Gemara. There were battles in the early ancient times, and we won in these battles. So those holidays are bottle. But a yom tov that was mentioned in the Torah, Pesach Sheni, which is explicit in the Torah. Even though it's true, it's also mentioned in Megillas Tainis, it's not mentioned in Megillas Tainis to diminish from something which says Beferish in the Torah. So in Echnami, Megillas Tainis is bottle, but it does not mean that a Yom Tov that's also in the Torah should be bottle. You can't take away the fact that it is mentioned in the Torah. Okay, so this is so. Okay, now there's another approach. It's a very beautiful approach. Why it should be a yom tov? As a hakdama to this approach, let's discuss something else. Chodesh Nisan, the minig is not to say tachlon the entire month. Why not? Why don't we recite tachlon the entire month of Chodesh Nisan? So the Ramah says, because since we don't say tachlon the first 12 days. The first 12 days are what happened on the Nisim. We commemorate the Karbanos that the Nisim brought in the inauguration of the Mishkan. Now, day 13, what happened on day 13? I don't know, I'm not aware. Anything happened on day 13? Of Nisan. There's a reason why the 13th day of Nisan is also a special day. I don't remember why. Then day 14, of course, Erev Pesach. And then we have day 15 through day 21 are the 7 days of Pesach. So the Ramah says, look, most of the month you don't say Tachnun. You don't say Tachnun Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Tachnun, I mean, the first 12 days, you're not going to say Tachnun because it's the Nisim brought the Korbanos. And you're not going to say Tachnun on Yudal Er Pesach. You're not going to say Tachnun for 7 days of Pesach. So most of the month, you're not going to say Tachnun. So once you don't say most of the month, so you don't say Tachnun for the remainder of the month as well. That's the common reason why we don't say Tachnun when Pesach is over until Chodesh Iyar. But there's another reason. The other reason given by other mafarshim is because we are yearning for the we're celebrating for the future. There is a tradition, it's a medrash, it's cited by many mafarshim, that there's a tradition that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt on Pesach. We don't know what this means exactly, but the Mikdash will be complete on Teslav Nisan. So if the Mikdash is rebuilt, there's a requirement that we celebrate, we inaugurate the Bayis Shlishi. We can't do it on Pesach, because Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. So when will be the first opportunity we'll have to celebrate the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, which must take place for 7 days, just like Shlomo HaMelech, he celebrated for 7 days when he built the... celebrated for 8 days, the last 8 days of Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Pesach ends on the 21st day, so we have from day 22 through day 29, those are going to be the 8 days of celebration, just like Shlomo HaMelech celebrated the Bayis Sheni, Bayis Rishon, for 8 days. We're also going to celebrate the Chanukah of the Bayis Rishon for 8 days, and even though the Mikdash will be built on Pesach, we can't celebrate on Pesach because in Lavim Simcha V'Simcha, the earliest opportunity we'll have to celebrate is going to be the last 8 days of Nisan. That's when the future celebration will take place. Okay? So it comes out, the reason why we do not say Tachlin the entire month of Nisan is because basically every single day is taken up. The first 12 days we don't say because of the Nisim. Day 13, I don't know, there's something that happened on day 13 which I'm not aware of. We don't say Tachlin. Day 14 is Erev Pesach. The next 7 days are Pesach. And the last 8 days, Al Shem Ha'osid, are the days when we're going to have the celebration of the Bayis Shlishi. So what do we learn from this? That we celebrate today things, we don't say Tachlun Hayom Zman Hazeh, in anticipation of what's going to occur Limos HaMashiach in the future. Now, since we based upon this, when will the Mikdash be built? It'll be built on Pesach. Will we be able to bring the Korban Pesach in the first year of Pesach? No, because we're going to be still Tamei, we're not going to be ready. When will our first opportunity to bring the Pesach will be on Pesach Sheni? Now, even though we just mentioned 1 moment ago from the Rambam, and we mentioned halacha for halacha that you cannot bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni when you don't have the opportunity to bring the Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter. The fact that the Bayis Sheni will be built in between the first technical opportunity, it won't be a practical Zman, but technically it's a Tkufa when the Mikdash is built, and theoretically it would have been possible to bring a Korban Pesach at this moment in time. Therefore we are celebrating on Pesach Sheni Al Shem Ha'osid. Just like we do not say Tachnun the last 8 days of Chodesh Nisan Al Shem Ha'asid, we do not say Tachnun and we celebrate Yud Dalid Iyar Al Shem Ha'asid, because this is going to be the first time when theoretically it would be possible to bring a Korban Pesach. Now, for technical reasons, we can't bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni because we did not. The majority of Klal Yisrael was Tameh, was not able to bring a Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So technically, we're not going to bring. But being that the Mikdash will be built for the first time, and we will feel the yearning, the tshuka, to bring a Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni for the very first time, it's already a celebration al Shem Ha'osid for Klal Yisrael. So that's why we don't say Tachan. And in fact, it's a certain degree of emuna. Mehera Yibana HaMikdash. We don't say Tachnun to yearn. This is going to be a very special day in our future where we will have the yearning to bring a Korban Pesach for the very first time, and it's a cause of celebration now. So instead of looking at Pesach Sheni on the past, if you look backwards, let's look at our calendar. Let's look what Klal Yisrael did for thousands of years. Pesach Sheni was a day when people came, they brought Korbanos. So right away everyone, who brought the Korbanos? The Tameim. It's a Yom Tov for Tameim. You don't celebrate Chagim for Tameim. You don't celebrate Chagim for people who are not in an ideal situation. Yeah, that's true when you look at Pesach Sheni in the past. But when you look at Pesach Sheni on the future, it's not a day of sadness, it's a day of great celebration, because the tradition is that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt on Pesach, and we will not be able to offer the Korban Pesach at that moment in time, because we're all Tamei, we're all B'derech HaChayik at that moment in time. And the first time when it will hit us, like a pile of bricks, like a bolt of lightning, you know something? There's a Beis HaMikdash, and today is a day when you bring the Korban Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban Pesach on the Pesach Rishon, now it's true. Technically speaking, we're not. Technically speaking, we're not going to be able to do so because the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring. But it will be a day of awakening for Klal Yisrael. Today is Pesach Sheni. Today is a day when you bring the Korban Pesach if you did not bring the Pesach Rishon. We're going to go ask a Shaila, can we bring it? We're going to be told no. But it's going to be a day of awakening for Klal Yisrael to bring the Korban Pesach, and that's why it is cause of celebration even now on Shem Asin. Now, other very one important point, the Yerushalmi appears to be not like the Rambam. The Rambam is Chilik, is a Machlek, is Balvin Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explicitly says in Masechet Pesachim that in the year when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, if the Mikdash is built in between Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, Hayra Hashah, Klal Yisrael does bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. This halacha that it says in the Gemara from the Rambam is that if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, you can't bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's when you had a Beis HaMikdash and you had the opportunity to bring it on Pesach Rishon, and for whatever reason Klal Yisrael was lazy or they didn't bring it. Okay, so then Pesach Sheni you don't bring it because you can't have a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael is bringing on Pesach Sheni. That's only because you could have brought it technically on Pesach Rishon, but Yerushalmi seems to be of the opinion that if you have a situation where you don't have a Beis Hamikdash period, Pesach Rishon, there doesn't exist a Beis Hamikdash, and the Mikdash first appears for the very first time for Pesach Sheni, then Yerushalmi says you do bring a Korban Pesach, Klal Yisrael will bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So that fits perfectly. So therefore it's a day of anticipation, a day when we yearn that Mashiach will come in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and indeed we will be able to bring the Pesach, the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. And the Haggadah it's mashma like this, because the Haggadah, when it comes to Korech, what do we say by Korech? Zeich lemikdash kehilal. Kach kedas lizman shabeis hamidash chemach. Yekorech matzah mar. Korech yachad lekayim ashenemar al matzois umirorim yochlu. And what do all the mafarshim ask? The pasuk that we say in Korech is the pasuk from Pesach Sheni. So why is the Baal Haggadah quoting from Pesach Sheni? Let him quote from Pesach, a pasuk that says Matzah Morar by Pesach Rishon. The Teretz says it's Mehera Yibane HaMikdash. We're still hoping when you buy the Seder, and if the Mikdash has not been built, you're still hoping it's not too late. There's still a chance. There's still a chance that the Mikdash will be built between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And then the Halach is like the Yerushalmi. If the Mikdash is first built in between these two tkuvas of time, we'll now be able and buy Pesach Sheni to bring a Korban Pesach and eat Matzos Sumerom Yochlu. So Pesach Sheni is a day of yearning, anticipation, Mehero Yibone HaMikdash, and we should be zochet to eat from, bring a Korban Pesach and eat from the Matzah Umar B'Yachad. Okay, so this is one very important idea. Okay, now let's go to another idea.
You talked about
this. Yeah.
What? Remember you said 14. You said some people don't say Tachanun.
Oh, we'll get that in one moment. Okay, so let's talk about that right now. So why is it that some, there's another minute, you have to go check with your local shul what they do. Some, not only do they not say Tachanun on day 14, they do not say Tachanun on day 15. Why not?
He says,
Kutfu,
you don't say it on the 15th.
Oh, what is it? The article sitter? You don't say, why not? So this is very controversial because Sveik of the Yom. Just like we have Sveik of the Yom for Pesach Rishon, we have really Sveik of the Yom for Pesach Sheni. Where do we have a precedent? Where do we have a precedent? Where do you get into this conflict? There's a machloek, there's a custom. Do you say Tachlun for seven days following Shavuos? Tashlumen. There are different customs. In many shuls, they do not say Shavuos for 6 days after Tachnun, for 6 days after Shavuos. Are you aware of this? You're a shul? There's Shavuos. Shavuos is over. They continue not saying Tachnun. Why not? Because Tashlumen for the Karban Re'iyah. On Shavuos, you're supposed to bring a Karban Oilah. You don't have to bring in Mamish on Shavuos. If you don't get around to bring it, you can bring it for the next 6 days. So when you bring a Korban, it's a Yom Tif. So it's an extension out of Shavuos. It's a very big shot. There's a very big fight in Shul. Do you also have Tashlum for the sake of the Yoma? In other words, you don't, you 6 days after Shavuos, you don't say Tachman. Does that mean you count six, because there's Shavuos, plus 6 days? In Chutz Liaretz, does that mean that you give 6 days after the second day of Shavuos? Or only after the first day of Shavuos? Since the whole thing is only a chumrah, it's a hiddur, but you're not saying, do you even give get off from saying Tachlim because of Sveikah D'Yoma? So someone is saying that just like those people have a custom that they don't say Tachlun 6 days after the Sveikah D'Yoma of Shavuos, so too you don't say Tachlun on the Sveikah D'Yoma of Pesach Sheni. Others say, no way. This is an extreme abuse of Halacha. It doesn't even say in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber or the Ramah, that you should omit Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. It's enough, Dai Lanu, to get away without saying Tachnun one day, to go abuse the Halacha, and even not say Tachnun on the second day, Sake of the Yoma, that's already going a bit too far.
It's obvious, right?
And then you want to go a day further, any time it's a Yom Tif, to go Erev Yom Tif. So when you go to your shul today, there'll be a big disagreement. Do you say Tachnun? Do you say this is Tachnun? Well, shul from the shore. On the day before Pesach Sheni, you won't even go the day before Pesach Sheni. Some are of the opinion that it's enough abuse not to say it bo ba yom. You have no right to go and say Sveikah D'Yoma on the day before. However, the others want to say that it's not only because of Sveikah D'Yoma, it's a more serious matter. When you bring the Karban Pesach, when do you bring the Pesach? You bring it by day, the 14th by day. When do you eat the Karban Pesach? At night. When do you eat matzah? At night. When do you eat the mor? At night. When do you, so the night, it's really the 14th day going into the 15th day. Once the night already is a day of simcha, because that's when you're eating the Karban Pesach, it automatically has an effect on the entire calendar day, and immediately you don't eat it, you should not say Tachnun on day 15. And now if you want to say Steak of the Yoma, you should be able to get away.
They also don't say Tachnun?
Some don't, yes, some don't. If you really want to abuse the halacha to the furthest degree, you can say the same matter, you don't say Tachnun for 2 days. Because for day 15 is Steak of the Yoma day 14, and then you're going into the night of day 16, so you, and then also the Erev, so you get really off 4 days. You get off Erev 13, 14, 15, and 16. Because 16 is really the night after the Suffolk of 14. So if you really want to abuse, you really want to extend this Chumah, you can take it 4 days. 13, 14, 15, 16. So different costs. Now what about the minute of eating matzah? People eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Why? Zeche, because the matzah is umirom yochlu. So when should you eat the matzah? Technically speaking, you should eat the matzah the night of the 15th. No one ate matzah on Bizman Shabbos, Hamidah Shayikayim, no one ate matzah on day 14. They eat matzah, you shach Karban Pesach on day 14, and you eat the Karban Pesach at night, the 15th, and that's when you eat the matzah at night. So you should eat the matzah at night. So in a chanami, the arm in Hagim, with the hakpada to eat matzah, is the night of the 15th, because that's the Zman, not the day. The night of the 15th, because that's the time when you would have been eating matzah. That's not the common custom. Common custom is to eat matzah day 14 by day. So the question is why? So there's very hard. So someone would say it's because it's only a minug. So you associate the minug, the reminder, the zman of the shechitas haPesach. Just like we call the Yom Tov Chag haPesach. What do we call it when you finish Pesach? You don't see in the papers, come celebrate Chag haMatzos on a ship. Cruise, the Chag haMatzos cruise. It's unheard of. Open the Jewish press. What are all the advertisements? Pesach. Pesach. Pesach cruise. Come spend Pesach in this hotel. Come spend Pesach in this hotel. No one ever told you to come spend with you the Chag haMatzos in the hotel. Why? But Bizman HaZeh, there is no Karban Pesach. Bizman HaZeh, all we have is matzah. So there are different answers, but the point is that matzah drags with it the Pesach. Al matzah is umirom yochlu, the eating of the chilas matzah bikur goes together with the Pesach. The Pesach is the trigger. The Karban Pesach is the trigger for matzah. Therefore, we focus on the Pesach, not on the matzah. So when it comes to observing a minhag, the minhag of Pesach Sheni, it's not the real deal. There's no real halacha. Bikur is Pesach Rishon. There is no. But it's only a custom, and the custom is starts with offering the Pesach Sheni. That's the trigger, and it's only a minug. Memelu, we eat the matzah at the same time when you would have normally offered the Karban Pesach, al siminuk. Afternoon, 14.
So in the morning, there's no.
So he's saying very good. So he's saying very good that since there was dawn in the afternoon, so if you eat the matzah, you should eat the matzah in the afternoon. It's a very good point. So I guess it's all an extension of the day. Or Pesach, you eat in the morning. You're saying you make a very good point. I don't know the answer. There are definitely people that are makvidi dafk at night, but that's not common. Common is to eat 14 the entire day, because since 14 in the afternoon is the trigger for Karm Pesach, and the Pesach triggers the matzah, and the entire thing is nothing more than a minhag. Let's not get carried away here. We're not bringing a real Karm Pesach. We're not eating real matzah. We're not doing any mitzvah deraisa. Just a zecher. It's a day of yearning. What will be when Mashiach will come, or what was a Yom Tov. So it's enough. When you deal with the minhag, don't get carried away. The ikar, the tafel, should not become the ikar. And being it's just a minute, so it's enough to eat the matzah in the afternoon, during the day of day number 14. I saw another answer, Lomish answer, a very powerful answer. That Bizman Hazeh, when there's the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and this achilas matzah is a din deraisa. In fact, it's the only time when you have a chiv deraisa to eat, when you eat matzah. Now let me ask you a question. What happens to a person who would take matzah today? Right, today is not Pesach Sheni. Today is it's not Pesach, and you go to take some shmur matzah, and you say you wash, and you make a statement. I'm eating this shmur matzah l'shem mitzvahs de'ardin d'araisa achilas matzah. I'm eating. I want the kind of mitzvah d'araisa achilas matzah, and you eat a kazayas matzah. Have you done anything wrong? Yes, you have done an iser d'araisa b'al taisef. In the Torah, there's only one day when you eat matzah, l'shem mitz matzah, the night of Pesach. Yud, tes vav, nisan, bo'erev, the Torah says, eat matzah. And guess what? When you eat matzah, tes vav, nisan, even if you don't make a statement, if you don't say l'shem yichud, even if you don't make the bracha of achilas matzah, you just eat matzah. L'sich l'fi tumo. Doesn't matter. If it's the zman of the mitzvah, you get credit for the mitzvah, even if you don't have mamish, if you hold mitzvahs, ein tshichas kavanos, you get credit. But if you want to be over in Baal Tosef, loy b'shah zman, you have to have kavana. So if you today eat matzah, just, I like matzah, it tastes good, it's delicious. I like it. You buy matzah, and you eat shmur matzah, fine, I won't stop you. You're not doing anything wrong. But if you take the matzah and you make a statement, I'm eating this l'shem achilas mitzvah deraisa achilas matzah, and today is not the zman of achilas matzah, that's an iser deraisa b'al toisa. So here's the problem. The night of Pesach Sheni Tesvav, if you eat matzah on Tesvav, it's to some degree a zman of matzah. It is a zman. Because it's Pesach Sheni. And now would be the zman when you normally would eat matzah if you did not bring your Karban Pesach. But it's not the real Zman, because the real Zman is the first night of Pesach, of Tesvav Nisan. By eating matzah, the night of Tesvav, it borders, it's not mamish, it borders on an Isser Deraisa Baal Tosef. So it's not stam, we don't eat it at night. You're not allowed to eat it at night. Because if you're going to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, you have to be very careful what you're doing. You may be misled to think, oh, Pesach Sheni. Oh, it's a Yom Tov. It's Pesach Sheni. I didn't bring a carbon Pesach Rishon, so now it's Pesach Sheni. I have to go eat matzah. I'm going to eat matzah l'shem achilas matzah. That may very well be an iser de'oraisa of Baal Tosef, because you're not mechuyev to eat the matzah. You're only mechuyev to eat the matzah of the Karban Pesach, and you're only mechuyev to eat the matzah if you under many conditions, and you don't have any of those conditions. None of those conditions are true on the night of Pesach, but you may get carried away. You may get carried away and have kavana that you're eating l'shem achilas matzah, and that will be nisa deraisa b'al tosef. So Chazal stepped in, or the minhag is hakpada, don't eat matzah the night of the 15th at all. So you should not even touch upon the potential of coming l'day b'al tosef in the midst of achilas matzah. So it's mamish hakpada not to eat matzah the night of the tesvav.
You have two things wrong. You said zeichel.
So the pshara is, we have to remember, it's only a minhag. It's only a minhag. It's only nothing more than a custom. Therefore, it's enough to mekayim the minhag of eating matzah on the 14th by day. The 14th by day is when you would normally bring a carbon pesach. And when you bring a carbon pesach, that triggers an obligation to eat matzah at night.
Eat the carbon pesach by night.
By night. So we're not eating a carbon pesach, that's for sure, right?
And
the matzah, you would eat by night. So but the matzah, eating the night, bizman hazeh, are you allowed to eat matzah, l'shem achilas matzah at night? No. Why not? It's Baal Tosef. Right. The Torah said, don't come eat matzah at night.
But if you would eat, let's say a person worked Pesach Sheni, if he sat down and ate matzahs 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to first eat the Korban Pesach by night then.
Not allowed to. Exactly. There's no Kima Mitzvah.
Right?
So there's no potential to be over Baal Tosef. To be over Baal Tosef, you have to, it has to be done during, there are conditions. I don't know all the details, but you're approaching it. You're approaching upon a dangerous time to eat matzah l'shem achilas matzah. Because the night of the 15th of Iyar indeed is a zman when you really should eat matzah. It is a zman. But in your particular situation, you know, you have no obligation to do so. Because there is no Beis HaMikdash, and you did not have the ability to bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. But being that, technically speaking, it is a tkuf, it is a zman where you under conditions, you can do so. If you have the wrong kavana, I don't know the details, you may very well trigger a violation of Baal Tosef.
But you have, if you eat it during the day and 14th.
During the day, it's clear, it's not the zman. Exactly. We want you to accomplish nothing. That's exactly the point. We want you to accomplish nothing. That's exactly the point. During the 14th day, it's not a zman of eating matzah.
So don't eat it at all?
No, it's a minhag. That's the purpose of minhag. A minhag is a reminder. You're right. That's exactly the point. We don't want you to accomplish anything. The only thing we do want you to accomplish is to remember. Mehiri bone hamigdash. Zeicher lemigdash kol kach osa hil bezman shemigdash o yekayim o yekarech matzim o yach lechem biyachad. We want to remind you that mehiri bone hamigdash, but we don't want you to touch upon something which is dangerous, which may involve an isser deraisa. So the 14th by day is when you would normally offer the Korban Pesach, and offering the Korban Pesach would trigger an obligation to eat matzah at night. But now it's not night, now it's a safe time, eat the matzah, and that will remind you that if there was a Beis HaMikdash, potentially at night I would have an obligation to eat matzah. So why not eat the matzah at night? Because if you eat the matzah at night, you may be over in Baal Tosef, because the only time that you're really supposed to eat matzah, l'shem matzah, is on the Chodesh Nisan, not on the 15th night of Iyar. So you're in a very delicate area, we want to remind you, there's a chavivas of the day, you're in between hakpada only on the 14th by day, not the night following the 14th. Okay, now so this is a little ancient gematria. This is fascinating. You say it's sphira. When you say the sphere, if you look in your the sitter, all these funny letters. We have the mizmar ana bekoyak tulos yimunucha tatir tsuruda. Right, so we go through. Every night we have another word of Onah B'Koyach. The tefillah, right? The tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya every day corresponds to one of those words. We also have a mizmor l'matzeach, Elokim yichonin v'rochein yaponah v'selach. And then we also have an expression every night corresponds to one of the letters of Yismichu v'yirananu l'umim. Okay, there's a pasuk that you say and every night corresponds to one of the letters. One of the words, one of the letters. The day of Pesach Sheni, this is a fascinating insight. The day of Pesach Sheni is what they Yudal Idar is the 29th day of the Omer. Day 29. Today is 28. Today is Koyach. Tonight is 29. Tonight begins.
You can't count tonight.
Tonight is 29.
You told that tonight.
Tonight is 29.
You say you cannot count tonight.
Why not? Today is 28.
He's looking at you. Just said
he's talking about saying what's going to be.
You're allowed to say what's in the future, as long as it's not Ben Hashmashes. It's not after Mincha. Today is 28. Today is 28.
That is 20 times you say.
Today is 28. After Minuch, after the sun sets.
You have to say during the day what's going to be.
After the sun sets, you're not allowed to say what it is unless you make a bracha. Okay, you make a good point. After the sun sets, but right when Pesach Shani is day 29. Now, in the Mizmar, every single day we say one. It corresponds to one of the words of the Mizmar, Elokim Yichonenu Vivarchenu Yoer Ponav Itanu Sela. Ladas Baritzar Kecha Goyim Yeshua Secha Yiduchamim. Okay, with these psukim. And what day does Pesach Shani correspond to? It corresponds to Tanchem. Ulumim tanchem sela. Yeducha amim elokim, yeducha amim kulam. You look in the city, you'll see that we have a mizmar, and every day corresponds to one word. The word that it corresponds to on the 29th day of the Omer is the word tanchem. What else does it correspond to? In this, what? Chosin. Chosin is part of the Onib Koyach, and the letter Yud. The letter Yud of this expression, Yismuchu virananu l'umim. I don't even know what the expression is, but the letter that it corresponds to in the city is the letter Yud. The gematria of Tanchum and Yud is how much? If you add up the letters, the gematria, just a little quick gematria. Tanchum and Yud is 508. Tav is 400. We have a Nun, a Mem, plus the letter Yud is another 100. That's 508. What is the gematria of Pesach Sheni? It's also 508. So Pesach Sheni is equal to the mysterious combination of the two of the things that it corresponds to in the Siddur. Tanchem plus Yud, so a cute way to remember which day is Pesach Sheni, it's day 29, which corresponds to Tanchem and Yud. Okay, let me just see if I have anything other thing I wanted to mention to you. So we discussed Sveikud Yoma. Megillas Tainis, Chizuk Emuna.
The Rambam says that
all
have 49 words, right?
They all are, yeah, they all 49 words. Now there is another reason why we eat matzah. Another significant thing to keep note about Pesach Sheni. It's the last day of the day before the mon began to fall. In other words, there are different opinions as when the mon began to fall. Some of the mon began to fall 3 days later on Lag BaOmer, but the pashta says that the mon began to fall on Tesvav Iyar. Chazal tell us the ugos sheyotziu mimitzrayim tamu b'hem tamon. The ugos, the cakes, the matzahs, which they took out of Egypt, had the taste of mon. And how long did they last? They lasted for 30 days. They took out the matzah, right? They baked matzah. They baked matzah and they took the matzah out with them from Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan, and the matzah lasted for 30 days until what was the last day? What was the 30th day? The 14th day of Iyar. The 14th day of Iyar is the day when you slaughter the Korban Pesach, and they so Pesach Sheni is also a celebration in and of itself. Forget about the Pesach. It's the last day we had in our possession, the matzah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki garshu mimitzrayim v'yachlu esmameya v'gam tzed lo yosu lohem. We took out the ugos matzos. We have in our possession the matzah, and this matzah has the time of mon. Pesach Sheni is the last day. So we celebrate that day. We have here, what was the matzah all about? The matzah was Gilui Shechina. Matzah zu she'ono oichel al shomo, al shom shlo hispik b'tzeken lachmetz ad, shehigle aleihem melech malchi hamlochim uge olam. So basically, Pesach Sheni is the last day that we connect ourselves to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So when it comes to other chagim, you could always offer 30 days, right? 30 days, you're still connected to the Yom Tov. But Pesach is different. Because Pesach, they had something tangible in their possession that connected them to the momentous, to the incredible miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael, and they were forced to leave when their dough was still not yet done. They baked matzos, and they had that actual matzah in their possession. When they looked at the matzah, when they tasted the matzah, they remembered the event of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach Sheni was that last day.
So there would have been even without the allowance for people with tameh, they're still...
Forget about it.
It would have been a yontif.
Exactly. That's why it's a yontif. That's another reason why we celebrate. Forget about the halacha that there's for tameim. It's a celebration in and of itself, is because this is the really like the ishruchag. The ishruchag of Pesach. The Pesach ends at three different points in time. This is the first day of Pesach. This Achron Shel Pesach. Then you'll tell this Ishruchag, you know, like I have a hangover. Pesach hangover. But the real Pesach hangover ends on Pesach Sheni. Not because Pesach Sheni is the day when the Tanaim and the Rechoykin bring a carbon. Think about it. If you were living in Egypt, think about it. And you left in Mitzrayim. You have in your knapsack a piece of matzah. What does that piece of matzah mean to you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He revealed Himself. There was Gilui Shechina, like you say in the Haggadah, and He told us to get out right away. It's an emergency. He saved us. And we didn't have time to let the dough rise. We made matzah. You have that, right? You hold on to that. You look at it. You think about it. And every day you have less and less because you're eating it up. The last time you have in front of you a tangible piece of that momentous event is Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is the goodbye to Pesach. It's a day to focus on the Yom Tov of Pesach and to celebrate and to rejoice.
There's no speck of the Yom Tov. You wouldn't be having any...
Well, it depends. Because when is Pesach? It's 30 days for Pesach. So Pesach is on day 15. Then Yudalit is the 30th day from day 15. If Pesach was on day 16, then the next day. So you have the same speck of the Yom Shaila. But this idea focuses on understanding that... This idea, folks, understanding that Pesach Sheni has nothing to do with Pesach Sheni. It has to do with the Ugos Matzos Shehutzil Mi Mitzrayim Shatamu Bohem Taman, which remain with us until this 14th day. Now, taking that a step further, some have the custom to eat matzah at night. It's very, very interesting. Dafka, this is not our custom, but there are those that have the custom, the Dafka, to eat matzah at night of the 15th day, because technically, when did the month fall? When did the people complain in the morning? Which means that the matzah lasted until the night. The last meal of matzah, the last supper, the last matzah was the night, the night of the 15th. The 14th going into the 15th. So Badafka eat matzah. Because that's the last time you can remember the matzah shehitzu, the Ugos matzah shehitzu mimitzrayim. Okay, so these are some short ideas. Enjoy your Erev Pesach Sheni.